Brothers and sisters, this reading of this Sunday called us to be attentive to the signs of time. And they are the readings that call us especially to be the light of the people, to be the great sign of all those who are in darkness. In the first reading, we heard about time of great distress. This passage tells us about the final judgment, where those who are wise will shine brightly, and those who lead others to righteousness will be like stars forever. It encourages us to live wisely and help others follow God's ways. This reading reminds us that we will face a final judgment. We can do whatever we want, but having in mind that we will face the final judgment, and we had that how the righteous people will rise to be like stars forever, while those who are the wrongdoers we rise for distress forever. We are the ones to choose. Our actions and choices matter, and we should strive to live according to God's will. We are called to lead others to righteousness and to be light in this world of darkness. We should examine our lives and know if we are wise enough and if we are helping others to find their way to God. This reading challenges us to be mindful of our actions and their impact on others. In the second reading, we learned about Jesus' sacrifice. Jesus offered one sacrifice for sins and then sat down at the right hand of God. His sacrifice made us holy, and there is no need for further offerings for sin. This passage also shows us the completeness of Jesus' sacrifice. He has done everything needed for our forgiveness. This should fill us with gratitude and give us confidence in our salvation. Reflecting on this, we can see how much God loves us. Jesus' sacrifice was once and for all. We should live in a way that honors this gift, knowing that we are forgiven and made holy through him. In this gospel, Jesus speaks about the coming of the Son of Man during a time of great tribulation. He describes signs in the heaven and on earth, but he also assures that his words will never pass away. Brothers and sisters, Jesus is not making us to be frightened by this time. These tribulations are the signs of our daily life. Whenever we are in bad situation, those tribulations are the signs of our sickness or those things that happened in our lives. God, Jesus is not frightening us, but he wants us to remember to call him, to invite him to step in our lives, so that we may be saved, so that we may be among those who will be shine like stars forever. This gospel reminds us of the hope that we have even in the difficult times. Jesus' word gives us hope and strength. Even when things seem chaotic and uncertain, we know that he is in control. Let him be in control of our life. He promises us to return. His promise to return gives us a future to look forward to him. We are reminded today that no matter how hard things get, we have hope in his return. This was the hope of the people of Israel. Whenever they were facing troubles before going to bed, they had this consolation each other: take courage, Jesus will come. We are suffering just shortly. This is the time of suffering. We are tired because we have been walking all the day. We are tired because we are sick. We are tired because we have an issue with someone. But take courage. Tomorrow it's gonna be better. Take courage, Jesus will return. And his return is a promise that everything will be new. Let's take this word and make it ours in our daily life. Let's take this time to console one another. Let's meet those who are in tribulation, those who are in difficult time, and let them know that Jesus is near. Jesus is about to come. And when he comes, he will make everything new. He gonna save us. Brothers and sisters, remember that this is the 33rd Sunday of the ordinary week. Next Sunday, we will be celebrating the new year. It will be a time for all of us to reflect on the past, on how we have lived this year. It's a liturgical year. I see some faces just smiling because they, maybe you know that I don't know what I'm saying, but it will be the new liturgical year. We're gonna celebrate. Next week, it will be Christ the King, which means we will be reflecting on how we have been serving Christ in his church throughout the year. And it will be also a great time for us to set new goals for the new year. While telling one another Happy New Year, remember that we are calling to the responsibilities that we have been taking, how we have been fulfilling the responsibilities in the church. What was my role? What was my participation? We are here just thanking you for your goodness, for the time you have been showing up to adoration. For example, to cover the hours of the adoration. That's the way you have been living your liturgical year. We are thankful for all those lectors, those Eucharistic ministers, but we are also calling all of you who were confirmed in the Catholic Church, baptized and confirmed. It will be your time to ask yourself, what is my contribution in the church? What is my contribution in the well-being of this celebration? What should be my contribution in order to help in the church? You guys, I didn't forget you. You have contributed a lot, which should be like a calling. Everyone who was baptized and confirmed in the Catholic Church has to sit and show himself, this is my contribution. I do not only participate, I do not partake in the sacrifice of Mass, but this is my contribution to help all others and to shine forever as that stars we had in the first reading. May God help us today to go through, especially in our tribulation, in our hard time. May God give us the strength to remember to always call him and invite him to step up in our lives, so that we may have that strength to change, to transform our life, and to shine forth as the stars in the sky. Amen.